Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I want to share with you what is bothering me. I did a video which was really well received, and I want to thank all of you for your supportive comments. And the name of that video was called "Which Side Am I On?" And it was actually not that snarky. It was quite heartfelt because, strangely enough, after 4 years of dedicating my life to you, to freedom, even to saving the freedom of those naysayers that want to tear me down and send me hate mail, I still get people questioning, and it's very strange to me. So it put me in mind of just doing a laundry list of things that have been bothering me. And you may have your own laundry list as well. That's what I'm going to share with you. And one of the things that bothers me, and I'm going to share that with you right off the bat, is I guess people are new to YouTube and they don't realize that some creators like myself actually have sponsors. We have people that see value in our message and they want us to bring their message to you. And that's called a sponsor message. I am not monetized by YouTube. YouTube does not pay me a penny. I have a few hand-select sponsors that I believe in and that I would like to share their message with you. So let's do that right off the bat. And you know what? If you don't want to see the sponsor message, guess what? You can fast forward. I know it's revolutionary, but I hope that you will support me by just taking a moment and listening to this. So let me share my screen. And this is getcert, SIRT.com/Peggy. And have you heard of that? It's called the CERT food diet. And you may not have heard of it because it's something that's been popular with celebrities up until now. And it's not really a restrictive diet. It's all about specific foods that you should be adding to your diet. And the two international best-selling authors who created the CERT food diet, Glenn Mattson and Aidan Goggins, have a new, even more incredible way to get these potent CERT foods to all Americans. And this is it right here. It is the ultimate CERT juice. You can find this product at getcert.com/Peggy. Here are the ingredients. All natural. I love taking this green juice. It's something that gives me more energy, helps my skin, helps my joints, and I know that I'm doing something good for myself. So, all of this is combined into one revolutionary, powerful drink so that you can get the benefits of this CERT diet just by drinking this. So, again, it's called Ultimate CERT Juice. It was designed to help you lose weight, support your overall health, and give you more energy to do the things you love. So, because you are a healthy American, you can get a $20 discount on this amazing product. Try it for yourself. It's way cheaper than buying the juice cleanses and all of that. So, it's getcert.com/Peggy. And I will also have a link for you in the description box below so you can get started with your supply and use this exclusive discount. Of course, the FDA would like me to say that these statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and individual results can and will vary. Getcert.com/Peggy. Oh, you know how I love the FDA. That's probably something that I should put on the list of things that bother me. So I actually made a list here. And if you would like to get that list, you can find it at my Substack. It usually comes out the day following my video, and that is peggyhall.substack.com. So, in no particular order, although I am going to rank them, and I want you to rank yours as well. All right. Number one that came to mind as I was making my list is poisoning the skies. It is so obvious. I don't know how anyone cannot see it. The public serpents pretend it's not happening. Maybe some of your friends and family are telling you, "Oh, look at those purdy clouds." I have a video called "Look at Them Purdy Clouds." And yeah, no, they're not really clouds at all. So I've gone into great detail on this channel about what's going on in the skies. And this is really at the top of my list because it's so visible. Yes, they're poisoning the water and the food supply, but I don't see it. But when I go outside and I see the milky skies, it is so depressing. And this is top on my list. The other one that comes to mind right off the bat is these escorted migrants, and that's how I'm calling it. These are not people that are escaping from their country. They are being escorted from their country into the United States, and you're paying for it. And so am I, against my will, when my taxes are stolen out of my paycheck every month. It's kind of like the opposite of the Trail of Tears, which was another dark spot in our country's history with the forced migration of the Native Americans. And this, they're taking people from their homes in other countries, taking them through. So basically starting in South America, moving through Central America, through Mexico, all the way to the United States. Although I think some are just flown in directly. I think some of the hardships that were shown, I think some of that is just for show. So bringing people in, stealing money out of your pocket, basically through taxes, getting all of this help that many authentic Americans are not even getting. So this really rubs me the wrong way. The forced migrations, I guess I would put it. The other thing that really makes the top of my list are these kangaroo courts. I have an active lawsuit against the County of Orange. I'm not suing them for money. I'm suing them to follow the law. And it should have been an open and shut case. I've spoken about this in great length. Let me know if you were on our private call, which I have as my gift to you for all of those who are supporting me financially. And that happens on the last Saturday of every month. I might do a brief edit of that call and publish it on this website because so much great information was given from my attorney, Nicole Pearson, and we were having a back and forth around how ridiculous the courts are. And it's not just in Orange County, California. There are federal courts that are violating the law. Now, Trump, love him or hate him, I love how people draw conclusions that I'm a Trump fan. I've never spoken about whether I am or I'm not, and I'm not going to because it doesn't matter. What matters is the conclusions that you draw. And some of you are drawing jumping to a conclusion, I might say, that you think I am a big fan. Now, I will say that the economy was much better under Trump. People were more positive by and large. There was more of an optimistic sense in the country. And many of you also questioned, Peggy, when you talked about RFK Jr., you didn't mention that Trump did warp speed. Well, you haven't seen all my videos, have you? Because I have mentioned it. And the difference between RFK Jr. and Trump is that Trump did not create an entire movement around the cocktails in terms of appearing as though he was against them, but actually being against them. He came out in favor of them from day one. So I don't see any hypocrisy on that issue from Trump, whereas I do see it in RFK Jr. But the bigger picture is that the courts are corrupt. We're seeing that with Trump. We're seeing that with others. It is absolutely astounding how these judges are just, I can't say that they're baboons, so I'll call them buffoons, because they literally are violating their very oath that probably some of them don't even have. They are either incompetent, they're imbeciles, or they're ignorant ignoramuses. Did I cover all the bases? Absolutely stunning that our letter of the law does not seem to have any value any longer in this country. That is right up on the top of the list of what is bothering me. All right, how about genocide in front of our very eyes? Can I say that word on this channel anymore? Or is that politically insensitive? Is it anti-Semitic? I have not mentioned any country, but apparently any criticism of anyone can now be put into that category. So I'm speechless. And let me just say that there is propaganda on both sides, on all sides of every story. I am sure of it. I have not even been covering this at a great length on my channel because I literally do not want to present this heinous information to you, which you can find on your own, but I will stand against the slaughtering of innocent civilians day in, day out, all day, every day. Many of you did not like that I played you about a 2-minute clip of a pastor, a Christian pastor. Well, we'll call him a Christian pastor. You did not like that I played a clip of Jack Hibbs in his own words, chuckling and minimizing the slaughter of innocents. And you attacked me rather than attacking the message of Jack Hibbs is the one that should be called out. And I'm going to continue to do it. As I've said, I've gotten hate mail from Protestants, from Catholics, from Jews. I have not gotten any hate mail from Native American Indians, Muslims, or Mormons so far. All right. And you know, it's not the hate mail that bothers me. What bothers me is if I feel that I didn't get my message across clearly. So let's go on to more of these things that trouble me. Weather manipulation, anyone? We see it before our very eyes. There are thousands of patents by the government for manipulating the weather, cloud seeding, and other nefarious things that they do. I've covered this on my channel in great detail. We've seen fires, we've seen floods, we've seen tornadoes in places like California, we've seen hurricanes in places like California. Oh, that's right. There was a dry hurricane in Lahaina that was, I guess, the reason for the fire, according to the goofy governor there, Joshy Green New Deal. Yes, that's how his name is pronounced. And so I've spoken about that at great deal as well. What happens with these weather events? People are terrorized. They lose their private property, which is one of the tenets of communism, is get rid of private property so that the government can control where you live, how you live, under what circumstances you live. Of course, homeowners insurance goes sky high after the floods and fires and hurricanes and earthquakes and other things. So it's more difficult to get homeowners insurance. It's more difficult to get the flood insurance, the earthquake insurance, and so forth. Many people find that home ownership is becoming out of their reach. So yes, this is a huge area of concern for me. People are basically homeless. We're seeing what's going on in Lahaina. Lives upended because of the weather manipulation. And that's my opinion, and I have facts to back it up. All right. Along those lines, something else on my list here. We're just going through the list. I'm not solving all the problems today, but I want to know what's on your list. And then I want to tell you what I'm going to be focusing on. All right, this unrelenting push for taking away your private property. Now, I've taken Uber before. I've never done Lyft, but I've taken Uber. I had to do it when I had eye surgery and I couldn't drive, and it was a very good service. But what I'm seeing is that Uber and Lyft are slowly, through the policy of incrementalism, being ushered in, because after a while, you won't need your own car. You'll just have a government car to take you where you need to go. Oh, and by the way, that's going to look like a bus, because the public transportation is what they want everybody to do, or better yet, ride a bike or walk. And I've talked about that on this channel as well. Well, I had a broken foot some years ago, and I was on a little scooter. So I was unable to walk anywhere. I was unable to take public transportation. I'm going to lift the scooter up and put it. I mean, I suppose I could, but I have a car, and I have a right to have a car, in my opinion. And I have a right to drive myself where I want to go at a time that's convenient and not spend 2 or 3 hours on public transportation when I can just take myself where I want to go and bring myself back home. What about people that are elderly? What about someone with a large family? What about someone like me that has an elderly pet that needs to get to the vet? I'm going to put them on, hold them under my arm and ride my bike? What if I don't have the lung capacity to do so? Come on. We have the right to have our own vehicles and use them. That's our private property. So this unrelenting push to get rid of your own home, to get rid of your own car, I am against. All right, another on my list, it kind of is the driver behind all of this: global power and control. Even the name global, it's in our face. They try to push that lie again and again and again and again. They're called globalist for a reason, because it's people all around the world, and I've spoken about that before, the non-spinning world, who are endeavoring to pull the strings, and they are, of those puppets that we see in our political system. So that one really bothers me, that I know that they are behind all of these things that I've mentioned so far. Gender manipulation, that's the way I'm going to describe it on this channel. Again, treading lightly as required by the community standards. I went through their re-education program. That video is no longer on YouTube, but it is over at Rumble, on my Rumble channel, and my private channel, peggyhall.tv. It's the vault where I have everything. I mean, thousands of videos that you can see that I've created over the years. So this is such a heart-wrenching topic, and it's not one that I'm really going to be discussing too much on this channel. I think most of us know what's going on. It's a very sad state of affairs for those who are suffering, and there are those like my friend and freedom fighter and attorney, Nicole Pearson, who are fighting against this in the state of California. More and more people are working to protect the children from these harms. So that one, it literally does keep me up at night, along with normalizing baby killing. Didn't you know it's a right and it's safe? It is completely safe and effective. Well, it's not safe for the baby. I'll just put it that way. But apparently it's effective in getting rid of the baby. And what really bothers me is how the conversation has gotten shifted away from all life is valued. All life is sacred. Every human being has a right to life. That's my opinion. And that's God's law. But to put like an expiration date on these procedures, for example, it might be the state of Florida that said after 6 weeks, or maybe, let me know, I may be confused on the exact states and the date. But the bigger picture that I'm looking at is this action of states saying, well, you can't have an abortion, you know, after 6 weeks. So you mean prior to 6 weeks, that wasn't a valued life? I'm a little confused here. All life is valid and valuable and sacred and worthy. I will be doing coverage for you on the case in Alabama where the embryos, the frozen embryos, have been ruled as life, and they are. Now, some of you may have gone that route to reproduce, and you might have reasons for doing so. It's not something I would ever participate in personally for these very reasons. What about all of these other human beings that are pre-born, pre-germinated, gestated? What about all these other lives that are then just kept on ice forever? So these are ethical and moral questions that I know are very touchy. But the point that I'm going for here is the normalizing of the baby killing by putting like due dates on it. It's not okay at any stage, in my opinion. Here's another one that's on my list. All of these orchestrated events to take the bang bangs away. Friends, even if you don't own one, even if you don't want anything to do with them, don't you agree, kind of like freedom of religion, that we should have the right of personal defense to protect yourself and your family and your property? I can't imagine any rational person, once they start thinking through it, would come to any other conclusion. Now, I have mentioned in previous videos that back in the day, I was swayed by these arguments of, oh, we need stricter control and it's too dangerous for everybody to have these bang bangs. And I was like, yeah, there's too many crimes out there. And then I started to think it through. It's like, well, the police would still have them and all the bad guys would still have them. So doesn't that put me like even in a worse position? So I changed my view about the ownership of the bang bangs, and maybe some of you have done so as well. But you need to think about it. All of these ongoing events, one after the other, with the worst scripting and acting and filming and witnesses. I mean, it's just you're shaking your head, going, "Really? People are falling for this?" Yes, they are. Hook, line, and sinker. We are going to see a lot more because in order for the globalists to roll out their new world disorder, they need to disarm you and me. And me ain't going to fall for it. How about you? All right. Here's another on my list. Oh, that's just my laundry list here. The coerced speech. Now, some people have asked me, Peggy, why are you still on YouTube if you have to come up with all your code words? I like my code words. No. Actually, I love my code words. I think it is creative. I think it's intelligent. I think it's a way of us being able to communicate with our own trademark language. I think it's fantastic. I call it outwitting the nitwits. I want to remain on YouTube. Repeat after me. I've said it before and I'll say it again. YouTube is a search engine. So if somebody is typing in how to keep my job without the jab, ideally, one of my videos will pop up and I will be able to help them learn about their rights and how to defend them. Rumble in and of itself is not a search engine. You have to go to Rumble. But if you're just on Giggle or some other search engine, YouTube will pop up and it usually pops up high in the results because it's owned by Giggle itself. YouTube has a huge reach. Last count, YouTube allowed me to have 181,000 subscribers. It's frozen. They do not let me have any others. So make sure that you're subscribed or resubscribed. At least it seems that way. They're always unsubscribing you. It's like they put a limit and I can never go beyond that. So help me out with that algorithm, if you would. And I don't want to let you down. Most of my audience is on YouTube, so I want to be here as well. Yes, I'm on Rumble, but hardly any of y'all have subscribed there. So why would I go broadcast on Rumble if you're not there? I am keeping all of my videos in safekeeping over peggyhall.tv, but the fact is the coerced speech is different than censored speech. I am talking about people having to say things that they don't actually believe. People that are being fired from their jobs because they made a comment about, I don't know, let's say the two genders or something like that, and they had to come back and apologize for speaking the truth about biology. So this is coerced speech where you have to say things that you actually don't believe in. And I'm 100% against that. That falls under the category of people having to bake a cake that they don't want to for anybody with words that they don't believe in. That would be like me having to put a bumper sticker on my car that says, you know, don't adopt a puppy, let them all languish in the shelter. Like, I would never say that. That's not something I believe. So I'm 100% against the coerced speech. I'm against the selections, as I will call them. I'm against the corruption that is involved in that. Do you know when I turned 18, I'm going to have to find this journal. So that was a few decades ago. And when I turned 18, yeah, several decades ago, I was able to vote. And I remember writing in my journal my doubts about the accuracy and the veracity and the truthfulness of voting. Like, is my vote even going to count? How do I know that it's not going to be manipulated? How do I know that there's not going to be any corruption? When I was 18 years old, I was questioning it. Now, I do vote. I vote, to use an Arabic word, hofik. It's like, yalla, I'm going to vote in opposition to those that are telling me not to vote just because it's something I can do. I cannot control whether or not the votes are rigged or any of that, but I can control my own action, and I am going to take the action of voting. Many of you don't. I do. What really bothers me is when people can't go see a doctor or take their animal to a veterinarian without being hounded, harassed, coerced, and intimidated based on their pincushion status. Now, there are many of you that told me you're glad that your health improved once you stopped going to the doctor because you took your health into your own hands and you started to do things from a more natural healing standpoint. So that's to be applauded. But of course, there are cases of accidents or emergencies, and you have a right to medical care without being discriminated against, coerced, intimidated, pressured, bullied, all of those things. It really troubles me with the animals because many people are not applying the same discernment regarding the pincushion status of their animals as they are to themselves. So I want you to go to Public Square. It's an app, Public SQ, Public Square, by my friend Michael Seifert. He created this app, and you can find veterinarians in your area that are like-minded. All right. So I have done that myself. I have an elderly dog, Teddy. She is doing fine, but she might need a little physical therapy. She's got a little, you know, weakness in her hips. And the vet actually said, he even used the word exemptions. I do exemptions mainly based on age. And if the animal is not going to be a threat to anyone else, I'm not worried. So look into it, dig deeper, email my assistant, Olivia, if you have a great vet in your area. I would love to put up a resource on my Substack for veterinarians that you can go to that are not going to push this. So email support@thehealthyamerican.org. All right. Earlier, I talked about the poisoning of the skies. What about the poisoning of people and pets through different products that we ingest that we think are healthy for us, like supplements and things. And of course, the products that people maybe willingly or maybe begrudgingly line up for to be injected with. So this is something that I don't participate in for myself, for my family, for my animals. And of course, my platform here has been based on helping people understand their rights through all of the hogwash to breathe oxygen, to not have a forced nasal assault, to test to see if you're sick for something so deadly that you have to be tested for. I've spoken about this a lot. And of course, becoming a human pincushion. All right. I think I'm going to end up with another thing that really, really bothers me. And that is what would be called controlled opposition. Interesting, because I just did my video about which side am I on. And I understand that there are some that are so good at spoon feeding 99 truths to slip in a lie, it's sometimes hard to catch. It's hard to catch when you're living in fear, or maybe not living in fear, but your emotions are high. When you're hopped up on adrenaline and excitement about, you know, saving the world and what's coming next. And I figured that out and I saw that. And all along, you're not seeing those that are the fakes, frauds, and phonies. I'm not going to call out names, but I've done videos called How to Spot the Fakes, Frauds, and Phonies. And I'm not talking about the public servants. That's obvious. I'm talking about those that are the Trojan horses that present themselves as A, but in fact, they're playing for B. So that takes discernment. It takes being willing to look at the evidence and the facts and the truth of the matter and not be swept away by somebody that you thought was going to come and save you. So, you know, it's a sad denial of reality when people do not want to face the facts. And that's what we really need, are the facts of what's going on. You've got to look at the doctors. You've got to look at the freedom fighters. You definitely look at those that are, you know, prominent in the movement. And there are a couple of telltale signs that I really look at. Number one, if somebody's always talking about democracy, we are not a democracy and words matter. Democracy is a code word for socialism. Social justice is a code word for socialism. Oh, I have a healthy American sent me a whole list. I've got it somewhere of all of these words like equity, diversity, code words for socialism. So don't fall for it when people say, like Newsom, for example. I don't mind pointing him out because he is Newsom. That's how you pronounce it. And he did a campaign, you know, defending democracy. And it's like, we don't live in a democracy. We are in a constitutional republic. And if you don't know the difference, I would recommend that you do some deep digging, as I have done on this channel as well. And I've got a video called Stop Saying Democracy or the Problems with Democracy. No, we have a limit to what we are supposed to be able to do in terms of laws and rights and so forth in this country. And that limit is the Constitution. It's not a free-for-all. A democracy is something completely a little bit more to the left, and it's not something I'm in favor of. So you see it on the news, you see it with the freedom people. It's not a democracy. They might be just uneducated. So educate them on that if you would. The other thing that really troubles me is when people are fixated on the ingredients of the cocktails. You're going to say, Peggy, people need to know how harmful they are. Yeah, you're right. But if you're not telling them part B, which really should be part A, which is, oh, by the way, you don't have to take them. You have a right of no consent. That's the message. The message isn't what's in them. And certainly the message isn't whether or not they are safe or not, and having more safety testing. And then the other thing that really troubles me is when people say, oh, certain people have reactions to the cocktails, as if there is only a certain group of people that could be harmed by these cocktails. That, my friends, is another way of deceiving you. These are harmful for, I need to have a little space here on this platform, but you can connect the clots as well. Are they only harmful for certain people? Now, there are certain people that will have more negative side effects than others, but the point is you have the right of no consent. Let's make that the forefront of the argument, the forefront of our movement, and not the ingredients or making them safer. That, to me, those are huge red flags. All right. If I have to make a choice as to what bothers me the most on my list, you know, all of this kind of makes the cooties and all that like child's play when we're looking at these other things. I am going to tell you right off the bat. Okay. I'm going to give you my top three. Okay. I'm going to say the skies, the poisoning of the skies, the milky skies, that has to be in my top three of the worst things that are bothering me, because I see it. I see it on a daily basis. It's so obvious. And it also bothers me because it's like other people don't see it. It's kind of like when people were wearing the suffocation devices, you could look at them and go, oh my gosh, they don't get it. And so we're going through that again. People don't get that. We need to help wake them up. I would say the weather manipulation, which goes right hand in hand, that's part of the reason they do it, so that they can then roll out all of these extreme weather events. So those go right hand in hand. I would say that is probably number one of my biggest concerns because it affects everyone. There's no religious exemption for, the spraying in the skies. You don't get a religious exemption for that. Where you can protect your body from these, cooties cocktails. So those kind of go together. And then I'm going to say in my top three is the what's going on at the border, just this open border, come one, come all. I was counseling a healthy American who came to me for legal immigration assistance. Now, I'm not an attorney, but I coach people and I support them through their seeking their legal immigration status without becoming a human pincushion. I've had many people come to me. They're working with an attorney. The attorney says, that's not my area of expertise. You better find out what to do about it. And they come to me. So this particular individual had been in the United States for 23 years, immigrant, legal immigrant from Mexico, and then wanted to do all of the paperwork to become a citizen. And he said, he and his family are so outraged by what's going on with these open borders. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I believe that the immigrants that came to this country legally are going to be what saves this country because many of them fled communism and totalitarian regimes. And they know how great the United States is if they've lived here, created a business, have done it on their own and not through a government handout. So that I am 100% in favor of. I am 100% against the open borders. I don't think we need any migration right now. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go on the line to say, hello, no room at the inn. All right. If we're being told day in, day out by the government that we don't have enough resources, not enough housing, the skies are polluted. We know why. And the schools are full and the prisons are full and all that stuff. Well, why are we inviting in more people? I don't understand that. All right. And then I'm going to have to put in my top three is the kangaroo courts, because if we don't have the courts, then our legal action is going to fail and we cannot rely on the courts. It's each one of us living in freedom, each one of us taking actions that make sense. And that is always an action step that you can take right now. Share this video, comment on the video, like the video, resubscribe to the channel, subscribe to my Substack, share my Substack. These are actions that you can take absolutely free. It only takes a few moments to do so. And then spend some time thinking about your life and how you want to live your life. Even in the face of tyranny and oppression, you can still live free. I'm going to be doing another video for you coming up, not just right now, but a little bit later, where I'm going to tell you how I actually did that. I lived in freedom in the midst of all of the hogwash. I never locked myself in. I didn't consider myself shut down. I would not give in, give up, or give over my freedom. And I want to tell you exactly what I did and what I do to this day. So there are some action steps right now. You don't need to be a part of a big movement. You don't need to donate money if you don't have a penny to spend. Don't donate a penny. You don't need any of that to make your own choices to live not only in freedom, but in dignity and self-respect. And that, my friends, is how we outwit the nitwits, how we turn the tables on the tyrants, and how we keep our head above the waves in these stormy seas of life. If you want more encouragement along these lines, join me on my other channel called Living Swell with Peggy Hall. That airs at 11 a.m. Pacific every Monday. And I have words of encouragement. I call it positive encouragement for vibrant living. We don't talk about the hogwash, but we do talk about life after loss, keeping our emotional well-being elevated so that these bad guys, these evildoers, these puppet masters, the new world disorder, they are not going to get the upper hand and psychologically oppress us. All right. I want to hear what's on your list. If your list matches up like mine, and as I say, get on my free Substack and the following day, you will get a list of all of these things. And then let's see what we can tackle. As I say, I'm going to be talking about the skies. I'm going to be talking about migration. I'll be talking about the weather and always breaking down some of these lawsuits, these horrible kangaroo courts. Some of the judges are actually issuing rulings that are in accordance with the law, and we want to highlight and celebrate those as well. All right, friends, thanks for being on board, and I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming video.